The Ray D'Arcy Show with Toyota, the car brand with the maximum NCAP safety rating on family cars. Toyota, the best built cars in the world.
53102 for your text. You can send us emails to ray@todayfm.com. There is always a standout moment on the Late Late Choice Show, and this year it was Amy Keogh, little Amy Keogh, and Ed Sheeran, and Amy's on the line now. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, Ray.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for taking our call.
No problem. Good to talk to you too.
Right. Have you come down from cloud nine yet?
No, not yet.
I was just looking this morning, and that was about 8:30. 311,000 people have watched your clip from the Late Late Toy Show on YouTube.
I know. I've gone over the 250,000 mark now.
Whoa. You are now, Amy Keogh, an internet sensation.
Thanks.
So tell us, how did you get on the Late Late Show first?
It was brilliant. It was really good. Like, Ryan Tubridino, he's such a nice guy. And then Ed Sheeran, he's so nice.
So you were on to test something. What were you testing?
I was testing the PlayStation 4 SingStar.
Right. And that's sort of a karaoke thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like karaoke, but on the PlayStation 4.
Yeah. What song did you choose to sing?
I chose to sing Lego House.
Yeah,
by Ed Sheeran.
Yes, okay. So you were doing that away, right? And
halfway through the song, Ed Sheeran ran out and tapped me on the shoulder.
And you looked around. What happened then in your head?
I was like, my knees were shaking. I felt like I was going to collapse, but I didn't. I went down with the song. But I was kind of like, oh God, what am I going to sound like compared to Ed Sheeran? Because Ed Sheeran is such a good singer.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of pressure.
Yeah, but like, it was like, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So, like, of course you're going to try your best and sing along.
So, did he whisper something to you, did he?
Yeah, he did.
What did he say to you?
He said that he was certain about Wembley, like, he wasn't kidding.
Right, because he had offered that he'd fly you and your family over to see him in Wembley and put you up in a hotel. And sometimes people say things like that when they're on television, and then when it's over, they go, oh, yeah, I didn't really mean that. But he meant it.
Yeah, he's such a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah. And your mum, morning, Caroline.
Hi, Ray, how are you?
You were watching the whole thing in the green room.
I was.
Right.
Yeah, very exciting, very surreal.
And were you in on it?
No, I hadn't got a clue. Ray, you know, the whole thing with the toy show with us was, Amy was like myself when I was a child, just would have loved to go on to it. So we got the opportunity to audition. We auditioned. She was lucky enough to get through. That was great. We said, well, if we come out with a goodie bag, you know, we've made it, and, you know, that's great, and we've done the show, and we can watch it back, and, you know, we can have a laugh. We did not think for any time that this was going to escalate into over 300,000 views on YouTube. I hadn't got a clue.
Escalate. Yeah. So you were in the green room. Can you do a reconstruction of how you reacted?
Okay, I was sitting in the green room, and Amy was taken out to go behind the stage and wait for her turn to go on. So we were grand up to that moment. So when she left the room, I got a bit, oh God, I hope she'd be okay. Like, and you know, I was just, you know, just a bit worried about her because she hasn't done anything like this before. She's not in a stage school. She's not in anything. So I was just saying, oh, just once she doesn't talk too fast, she'll be grand. People will understand her and blah, blah, blah. And then she came on, and you know, she was doing her bit, and I was enjoying the banter between her and Ryan, and I was having a laugh. She was going along with it. And then next of all, I just, as I'm watching the screen, I can see Ed Sheeran walking out. Well, I screamed. I was just, I'm a big music fan. I'm a fan of all types of music, and we're big Ed Sheeran fans in this house. So I needn't tell you, I was nearly, I don't know how, I didn't stop myself from running out onto the stage with her.
Stage invasion.
Yes.
Could you give us that scream again, just because
it was,
you know,
like it was more of a oh my God, and I just went, ah, it's because I had been hysterical when I saw Danny from the script, and I had sent Amy to peep out the corridor when he had finished to see, could she see Danny? And I said, if you see Danny, I don't care. I'm going out to the corridor to get a selfie taken with Danny because he's such a handsome guy, and I'm just a big fan of the script. We've seen him live as well, yeah. And but Ed Sheeran went above and beyond the call of duty. I can't believe it, like.
Amy.
Yeah?
Yeah, your mum's very shy, isn't she?
No, not really.
No. So, Amy, you've been into school yet. Are you going to school today?
Yeah, I am going to school.
Like, what's going to happen when you get into school today?
Oh, God knows what's going to happen, Ray.
Yeah. Everyone wants you. What's he like? What's he smell like? What did he say to you? Is he lovely?
Yeah, he's such a... Ed Sheeran's so nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And you did so say, Amy, that he does smell delicious.
Yeah, he smelled lovely.
Did he? Yeah, yeah, yeah. St. Paul's Senior Girls in Green Hills in Dublin.
Yep, that's my school.
I think I've been out in that school before. Have you got a green uniform?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've been out in that school. It's a big school, isn't it? All girls, big school.
Yeah, we have like the junior school, the primary school, and then the secondary school as well.
Right, will you be brought up in front of assembly today or something, do you think?
It's already happened, so probably not.
No, maybe tomorrow, then.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Now, have you watched yourself back on it yet?
Yeah, I have watched myself back on it many a time. Yeah. But like, so I can't believe, no matter how many times I watch it, it still hasn't really sunk in.
Yeah. Amazing. As you say, once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it doesn't stop here, does it? Because you're going over. Are you going to meet him when you go over to Wembley? I'd say so.
Yeah, I say so too. But I don't know. Like, I'm just lucky enough to be able to go over to Wembley because, like, I've never been to England before. So, what a perfect opportunity.
Look, you're amazing, Amy Coe, age 11 from Green Hills. Yeah, Caroline, thanks for taking the call as well. Ladies and gentlemen,
thanks
Caroline.
So much. And can we just say thanks to everyone?
Bye.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on Today FM.